Hi guys, did you know if you're a VIP member, you can now watch this episode in full on the VIP subscription. Just click the link in the episode description.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Kaylee Price Show, the one that I do with my little sister, Sophia Hannah Price. Do you know, it's so hard to sing that I had my lips done this week. And
oh,
they
I know.
Look like a
I know.
Swollen blonde.
I messaged mum and was like, have you seen her lips? So I know she texted you and had a go at you.
She's had a go
yeah,
at
I
me.
Know she has. She sent me
they
the text.
They are so sore today. She went to me. But I did put a filter on purpose to make it look like a Bratz doll. Because I'm always like, I want it like a Bratz doll. So they do look big. And I have been caned a lot for it by messages. But don't worry, guys. I know what I'm doing. And mum was like, what have you done? Oh, yeah, but I did a filter on it to make it look like that.
I know, but she's there every other week.
Where I had them dissolved, she was saying to this actually, Mimi, where I had them dissolved, my lips just aren't taking them. So I asked her to put more in. She was like, no, Kate. I went just a little bit more, but they do, they've gone down a bit. But I like them like that. Let me have something I like. It's self-love for me at the minute.
Self-love or is it self-harm, as mum would say?
Oh, whatever. You know, I've had some messages on Instagram where some people are like, you look horrific. So I write back and say, well, I thank you very much. We don't all have mental health. We don't all have perfect lives. And I you know, I'm so happy your life is so perfect for you. Like, just leave me alone. If I want to do something, I'll do it. Like, leave me alone.
On a lighter note, what I have noticed this morning, by the way, listeners, it is a Sunday morning at 9 o'clock.
Morning, not morning.
Sunday night. It's 9:20 on a Sunday. And we're recording the pod. Kate is coming to my house after the pod and she doesn't know what she's in for. We're having a roast. Kate's going to help me with...
Yeah, but
no,
I've got by the roast.
Wait. I've got the beef here. I just need you to pick up potatoes and peas on the way.
All right.
And a
pudding. Fucking hell, go on.
Right, so Kate is going to help me with my vegetable patch in the back garden, while JJ is going to help Harry paint the front of the house.
Well, guess what, Soph?
What?
Luckily, my nails at the minute, although I've gone non-natural on my face... I'm natural with my nails.
I actually really like your nails, French. Makes a change.
I haven't had it like this for years.
Years. I'll give you some gardening gloves today so you don't ruin your nails.
Well, guess what I said to Soph that I want to do?
What?
Have you got a garden centre near you? Because she keeps going on about me getting her a gnome for the garden. Can't we just pop out quick to the garden centre and I could just buy you a gnome?
If you want.
Or two gnomes. Oh. One for your garden at home, one for your allotment. You know you love
it. My allotment needs a lot of TLC. Me and Harry went there the other day and we're like, we need to start putting effort into the allotment
now. Let me guess what's happened. Because I go up my driveway and it's starting to look like a jungle. I think we need to start cutting my grass.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, now it's the weather's changed.
Yeah.
It's all like growing.
Yeah, same with my garden. I need to trim back some bushes. I need to put and paint it.
I bet you do. I'd like to say my bush is trimmed all the time. Whoa. Actually, down to the stem.
Mine's not. I'm joking.
Oh, actually, talking of vagina bits, ladies and gentlemen, did you see the announcement this week of Gordon Hassoff?
I'm up the duff.
Hey, I'm going to be an auntie again.
I know. Woo! I know.
And I reckon it would be a girl. Do you know, so many people around me are pregnant at the moment. So it looks like I'm going to be like a godmother, an auntie, and I still haven't got a sprog in me.
You'll get there. You'll do it.
Well, if not, I've got yours to play with. Yeah. And have.
Where is Albert, actually? Oh, he's watching Paw Patrol.
Does he know I'm coming later? Did you tell him?
I haven't told him yet.
Okay.
I will.
But yeah, so Sophie is pregnanto. You're like 3 months now. I can't believe the scan, how big.
I know.
It looks like a baby.
Right, so me and Harry had a 6-week scan. We went to that Windows of the Womb and done a private one, like just to Just to check.
And by the way, everyone, I did know Soph was pregnant. And now when you look back at the pods when she felt sick and this and that, and she's like, oh, yeah, I've got a cold. And I'm thinking, yeah, we all know
I
that.
Yeah. It's funny. When I've been talking to people that don't know, they're like, are you all right? You don't look well or you're tired or whatever. I'm like, yeah, I've got a bug. Like, ooh.
Yeah, I know that bug. It's because she's got a little bug inside her.
I know.
Literally.
But
yeah,
I'm pleased.
6 week scan.
Yeah, so we went for a 6 week scan at Windows to the Womb just to check everything was all right because I've been so poorly. And yeah, it was fine. Everything's good. And then we went for the NHS scan that you go to for your 12 week the other week. And yeah, everything's good. But it actually, I was surprised how much it like actually looks like a baby.
Does it feel different this time round? Because when it's your first pregnancy, and there'll be people listening, I don't know, it's always different with your second one, although I still get obsessed at looking at the stages.
Yeah, I've
like,
got
an app. Have a book.
Yeah, I've still got that book that you got me, actually.
Have you?
I need to get that out.
Yeah, I love looking at the book. And why do us women do this? Say, like, you're 6 weeks. We automatically look at the following week because we want that week to hurry up.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Well, this week looks like, yeah, but it's nearly, it's looking like that now, like in a week.
Yeah.
Why do we always look ahead and ahead and ahead?
I don't know. I've got this app as well. Let me find it. What's it called? It's Pregnancy Plus app from Philips. And it does like a week by week countdown, shows you what it looks like, what stage you're at and
Don't they do all videos and that now online?
Probably.
Like where they show you inside what it looks like and stuff like that. Because back in the day, I only had picture books. But now you can Google where they have the camera inside and you can actually see it, see the heartbeat, what stages they're at. But it's so exciting, like creating that life. So exciting. And then you think, oh, I wonder what it's going to look like. Will it look like Albert? Will it look like me?
Will it
look like Harry?
So a lot of people already have said, oh, it looks like Albert. So when I first looked at the scan, I was like, oh, it's a boy. It's a boy because it looks like Albert from the side. And then because I've been so ill, like I'm thinking, oh, is it a girl? Because I wasn't like this at all with Albert. Like didn't have really any of the sickness, like nothing was fine. But I was saying to Harry last night, like, I know I'm only 3 months pregnant, but I feel like I'm 7 months pregnant. I'm so tired.
Every pregnancy is different. My worst pregnancy was Jet. I literally, do you not remember? I looked like ballooned everywhere. Ballooned. And what was I going to say? Yeah, at 12 weeks, which is really young to know, we knew that it was a boy with Junior because, sorry, Junior, to embarrass you. But you could certainly see it was a boy.
Oh, God. But, yeah, so we're going to find out the sex in a couple of weeks.
I was going to say, are you going to find out?
Yeah, this time around.
Why?
Because I want to get organised and I've got, like, I sort of want to get the bedrooms in order and just, I know what
I don't know why I'm saying why. Every time I found out what the sex is because I don't want the doctors to know and not me. And it's like, I just can't wait. It's like, I just want to know.
No, I can't wait, to be honest. I need to get a new buggy and all that jazz again, car seats.
So you don't need to get anything
No, I know
yet.
What I'm getting. So you know I've got that baby's... So for Albert, I have a Baby Zen yo-yo buggy, but they've brought out the attachment now for the... so if you've got siblings.
Oh, the double
so
buggy.
So I'm
going to
get that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get that. So really...
The McLaren still do them... I used to just end up putting in a McLaren, like the double ones, because they collapse up. I never ended up with the pram and the attachments because it's so hard work to put in the car, out the car, just get a McLaren, claps it together and away you go.
The Baby Zens, you can fit, they're made so they fit in the overhead compartment of a plane.
Are you serious?
Yeah, seriously.
See, I'm so out of it.
Yeah, seriously. They're so, I like it personally. Because when we first had Albert, we were only in our flat. So I didn't want a massive buggy. So I was like, I'm just going to get the Baby Zen yo-yo. Because it's small.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to announce to everyone the day it's due?
It is due the 6th of November.
November 2nd.
6th of November.
Oh, well, I knew it was November. Why did I say the 2nd?
I don't know.
I knew it was beginning.
Yeah.
6th, that means you can relax at Christmas.
I know! I'm going to have a Christmas baby! I can't wait!
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And Sophie's going to dress it in a Christmas baby go. Sorry, guys, we didn't know this whole podcast at the moment would be about babies, but come on, it's so exciting.
I know. Well, actually, we have got some listener questions, so let's...
Oh, is there? About the baby?
About the baby.
Oh, it's not about me then?
No,
oh, what
lol.
A shame.
Right.
Go on then.
When will you be finding out the gender and will you have a gender reveal? We'll be finding out the gender. We won't have a gender reveal because I think they're American and not for me.
American? See, I love
They just
love
make something, oh, but I think it's just an excuse for people to buy you more shit. Like, not like presents and stuff. Like, I don't want to put people under pressure.
You know what Sophie would do for a gender reveal? Because she does love creating her videos. I'm sure Sophie would make a little gender... Actually, you're going to tell everyone what you're having or keep it a secret? That's a question.
No, we probably will. Probably will.
So that means you'll do, like, a video to put out on Instagram of... Yeah.
Well, maybe. But I'm not going to do, like, where you get a balloon and pop the balloon and it comes out pink or, you know, blue or... Or the cake thing where people get a cake and get a wine glass and take half the cake and they're like, oh.
But look, everyone can do it their own way.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But exciting. I can't wait to know.
I know. Right, next
How
one.
How long till you find out?
6-7 weeks, I think.
That's so long.
It will go quick. We've got the tour as well in between that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It will fly by.
Talking
of
wait, the tour.
I've been so worried in case I feel sick on the tour or when we're on stage and I'm like, ugh! Do you know what I mean?
Well, guess what? I'm on an absolute healthy one at the minute, like not even a glass of Prosecco with dinner. And I've been like this, I can't remember the last time. I'm on a mission to get fit and healthy. And because you're pregnant, I'm not even going to have any alcohol, no glass of Prosecco, not on stage or before. I'm joining you. So we have to use our natural adrenaline energy.
Well, what I was going to get, actually, you know, Marks and Spencer's do Fizz-Aero. It's basically Prosecco, but with no alcohol in.
Oh, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, so when I was pregnant...
I wonder if it'd be like a placebo where you think you'll like it and you think
you're
getting
Well, I don't tipsy. Know. It just makes you feel like you're, like, joining in with everyone. So when I was pregnant with Albert, I used to have it because Harry... Like after work on a Friday, we used to come home and he used to have a couple of beers or whatever. And I used to be like, oh, I feel like I'm missing out. But so I used to go and get some Fizz-Aero.
Now, let's talk about the shows.
Right, go on.
So the London show, I am absolutely shitting myself because, well, you know, so for me, no, there's so many people coming who we know.
Oh, I know.
And it's the worst then when, why is it worse? Because we know them. All the others, I'm fine because, you know, you don't physically know them.
Oh, do you
all.
Know what? I think it's because London's our biggest one. It's the nearest to home. And yeah, it's just like every.
And people, you're hearing their critical, yeah. Critical, like.
Yeah.
Comments
do you know
after.
What we should
yeah,
do?
We could have done that.
Yeah, like mum and dad would be like, oh, you shouldn't have swore, Soph, or you could have said
do
that.
We need to get a fault lift.
What, for mum?
Yeah.
No, we have to get up and help her, though, if she wants to come on stage.
Oh, does she?
No, if she does, don't put any pressure on her.
No, I like to put pressure.
I know you do.
I think I might have Harvey on that one because he comes home on the 15th.
Yeah.
No, 14th I get Harvey.
Yeah.
Because he's got, so Harvey. So anyone who's read my books or anything, when Harvey got diagnosed with a lot of his stuff, it was a guy called Dr. Tatani. And I said to Harvey, guess what? We're meeting Dr. Tatani on the 14th.
Aww.
Who's Dr. Tatani? And he went, the bull doctor.
The bull doctor.
What Dr. Tatani used to do because of like,
it's,
his way.
It's
they
hormones,
check their
isn't it? Yeah.
Going. So he just, it's like, looks at Dr. Tatani. Oh, he's going to feel my ball sack. I'm like, no, Harv, you're an adult now. We know you've got balls.
Yeah.
And he calls him the bull doctor. But anyway, I can't wait to see him. Because he knew half of you like when he was like 6 months old.
I know.
And I think this would be the last time we see him. One, I think he's retiring. And two, because Harvey's now an adult, he goes to an adult hospital.
Oh, is he retiring? My God.
Well, if you think he was older, I'm not going to say old, but older like when Harvey was 6 months old.
Yeah.
And Harvey's 22 this month.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. So anyway, talking of the tour, so Harvey will probably be with us and... he might come on stage and make you all do hip hip hooray.
Yeah, he will.
I'd probably be on the side of the stage filming the whole thing on his iPad, and then I have to hear it all night after the clapping and cheering.
Yeah.
And then my birthday date, 22nd of May, I'm in Cardiff. So if you want to join me on my birthday, and I joked and said, oh, I don't know how many meet and greets I've got, but I wonder if they all get me a present. Imagine if there's like 100 meet and greets and they all get me a present. I'll have 100.
So I've had quite a few DMs on my Instagram about the meet and greet and what the difference is between a standard ticket and a VIP ticket.
Yeah.
So anyone that wants to book a VIP ticket, that is a meet and greet ticket.
With me and Soph.
And that's the best seats ticket as well. Just so people know. So there's no confusion.
So yeah, VIP tickets are me and Soph, photos, and a little bit of a chin wag. Hey, how are you? Woo! And you get the better seats. I mean, you might as well go for VIP.
That's
I mean,
the difference, because a lot of people have been like, oh, I want to book London or I want to book Bristol, but what's the difference between the standard and the VIP? So that's the difference. So, yeah, so you know.
What's the price difference, or are they different?
I think, off the top of my head, this is, the website will have it, all the information, but VIP, I think, is £80, standard is £25.
And we do make it good, the meet and greets.
We do make it good. You can ask Kate like, anything you want.
Hi. Yeah, ask me anything. And this is what people normally say. You're so small in life.
Oh, you are funny.
But I love the meet and greets because I love meeting the people as well.
Yeah. Right. Listener questions.
Yeah.
Jamie asks, this is talking about pregnancy. Did you try and how long did it take? Yes, we were actively trying and it took about 3 weeks.
But how many times did you do it?
Well, I use that app, don't I? The Maya app. And it tracks when you put in the date of your last period, it tracks when you're ovulating. So it shows you when you're ovulating. So on the on the days when I was ovulating, whatever.
But does it not change with age group?
I don't know. That's just what works for me. Okay. If you're on a normal 28 day cycle, you have regular periods, all the rest of it. That's just for me personally.
I've got a reader's question that I've made up myself.
Go on.
How many times does you keep your legs up in the air after?
Twice.
Do you think that's a myth? Or
no.
That work?
I've got to be careful because Harry's sitting on the sofa watching me at the minute. So twice I've done that and I put Netflix on and watch Netflix for 20 minutes.
Do you know, I always think it works. So basically what we're saying, when the man's, done his snot and you put your legs up, it's like a snail trail going up the tubes. It must get there quicker.
Yeah. That's what, when you go and have IVF or whatever, when they put it in, didn't they tell you to keep your legs up for like 5 minutes after? Do they?
No, I can't remember that.
I'm sure I've seen that before, heard that. Anyway, moving on.
I'd be scared off fast.
So would I. Ooh. right, next one. Daniel asks, have you had any weird cravings during this pregnancy? Yes. So every morning I have an Ovaltine instead of coffee.
I love
Ovaltine. I've gone off coffee, which is massive for me. I know.
What, you don't like your coffee at the minute?
So, it depends what it is, the smell of it. You know, we've got our coffee machine.
Does it make you feel sick?
The smell makes me feel sick, yeah.
That's so weird.
If it's really strong coffee, I'm like, bleh. I tell you what, Harry was on his way back from work the other day and he stopped off in Greg's and he got me a latte from Greg's and it was fucking amazing. It was lovely. But the coffee beans I have in my coffee machine make me feel sick.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Also, jacket potatoes and beans.
And you said some jacket potatoes. That was always my craving. Yeah. Jacket potatoes and roast beef, monster munch crisps.
Just plain food.
And ice. Do you remember?
You did. Harry made a really nice spaghetti bolognese on Friday. And it was divine.
Was it?
Yeah, it was lovely. Right, next question. Has Albert told you if he wants a brother or sister? He's a bit too young to sort of process it at the minute. We just sort of say to him, oh, baby in mummy's tummy. And then he says, no, baby in Albert's tummy. So that's where we are with that.
Well, as soon as your belly gets bigger and rounder and they can feel it,
yeah,
that would be different.
Yeah, he'd get it. Right, next one. Are there any differences with your pregnancy this time round? Albert, careful, please, compared to your last. Yes. So with Albert, I didn't really have any sickness, did I? Not like this.
I think you were tired.
I was tired.
You were tired a lot.
Yeah, but not like the nausea or sickness, really. Albert, yeah. Babe, can you grab him? Daddy, take you to the park. No. We're potty training him today as well, so you got all that to come when you arrive.
I know why you want me to come, so I can help with Albert, why JJ and Harry are busy at the front painting away.
No, grafting. I need you to help me with my vegetable patch today. You wait, I'm going to get you green fingering everything.
Oh, bloody hell.
Right, anyway, right.
I've never been a hand model.
But I've got perfect feet.
I do. Oh. I have perfect trotters. Oh, if we do go to the garden centre, you could tell I want to go. I bet Albert's already got it. You know, you get the kids' little gardening kit.
Oh, yeah, I've got him all that. I went to Aldi, have got all the gardening kit in. So I bought him it from Aldi.
Oh, have they?
Yeah, really good.
I, Auntie, will get Albert whatever he wants from the garden centre.
Oh, okay.
Or Aldi.
Right. What else? So Amy asks, how did you tell Harry and the rest of the family? Right, so.
I already knew before she put it in the family
yeah,
chat.
Yeah, you did, you did. You and, yeah, you and Mum. So I done a test and it had a really.
How many tests?
Only two, but I done one test and it was a really faint line. And I showed it to Harry and Harry was like, just wait, just in case. Like,
was you holding it to the light when you hold
yeah,
it to the
you
light?
Yeah, I was taking that. Pictures of it going, is it a line? Is it a line? Is it my yeah. eyes? All that. And then, so I waited a few days. Waited a few days and then done a second test. Harry was in bed because he just got in from work. And then I was like, oh, it's positive. Went upstairs, went to Harry, we're up the duff. And then...
Oh, did yeah. you?
And then that was it, yeah.
Oh, I love that. Them days when you just get loads.
Clear blue, yeah. I get. The digital ones.
Clear blue, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you watch it flash up to see how many weeks.
And the time thing. You wait for the time thing and it's like, yeah.
And then you sort of look at it, turn it over, look at it, and then suddenly it's there. Either says not pregnant or pregnant.
Yeah, yeah. Right, next one. Who did you tell first besides Harry? Well, just like Mum and Kate.
Love it.
Yeah. Question from my Harry. Harry has been in the Instagram DMs. And he said, please, can you just for once decide on a dinner and fucking eat it?
Oh,
Harry. Harry, you didn't tell me you'd done that.
What have I done that?
You've been in the podcast show DMs.
Yeah, well, you pissed me off.
Why?
I don't know what I want. And I'll cook it and you go, I don't want that.
So, I'm sorry.
But you do like
his spaghetti. Oh, his spaghetti was superb. That was like game changer for me. And he made homemade garlic bread with like Lurpak butter, garlic, put it in the oven. Oh,
I always use Lurpak.
Yeah, I fucking love Lurpak. Yeah. It's so expensive though.
Is it?
I think so.
I don't even know how much a loaf of bread is.
But I go to Marks and Spencer's and get their 75p loaf of bread. It's brilliant.
And if people are going to go, what do you mean you don't know how much a loaf of bread is? Because when I do my food shopping, I just get it all in one. So I don't know how much things are.
I think, how much is milk? Is it £1.10 for 4 pints? £1.30?
I remember it used to be 25p.
I remember when to get the bus, the 5B in Patcham used to be 50p.
What is it now, I wonder?
Probably like £2.50, something like that, I think. I don't know.
I have not been on a bus for, I can't remember.
I used to love getting the bus.
I always used to go on the top deck. Yeah. Left-hand side.
At the front, so it feels like you're driving the bus.
No, I was at the back, on the back seat.
Were you one of those cool kids on the back seat?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you dick. Yeah. There's me. I'm going to the front.
Oh, do you know what I learnt this week?
Go on.
Did I say it on the last pod? No. So I met up with someone, not met up, bumped into someone who I went to school with.
Yeah.
And we're now on a group chat.
Oh, yeah. Who's this?
And my... Oh, you probably don't remember, like Katie Newman, Sarah Jackson, Carly. You wouldn't remember. Anyway, they were saying that last week one of my tutors died.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Croft. And I was like, oh, Miss Croft, I sort of remember. They showed me a picture and I was like, oh, my God. She obviously looked older because it was like donkey's years ago. Yeah. Didn't even know she was still a teacher. And it just makes you think, God, as you get older, so many people are dying around you.
Yeah, I know.
Scary, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, you've got to be careful.
So that's that.
Right, other questions. Do you have any name ideas? Yes. Can you guess what they
Something
are?
Something Victorian.
Guess.
Bertie.
No, I've got Albert.
Bernadette.
No. Have I told you the names?
I think you did, but I can't remember. I like Disney names. Go
right,
on.
So for I'll tell you our top two. For a boy, oh, Albert's just chucked his dinosaur down the stairs. Sorry, everyone, if you can hear that. Rex has done one.
That's a nice name, Rex.
No, it's Toy Story.
Oh, for God's
right,
sake.
Right, so for a boy, we have Laurie.
I like that.
Yeah, but because we have two middle names as well. So for a boy, we're thinking Laurie, George, Oliver.
Very traditional name, Price.
Yes. And then for a girl, our top name, this might all change, you know what my brain's like, is Olive, Sophia, Amy.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. Where's my name in that?
I haven't got enough for them.
Little Olive. Won't they call it Ollie, though?
Won't they call it what? Ollie?
Yeah.
No, Olive.
I hate when people shorten names.
Well, do you know what? I've started to do it with Albert, actually. So when he comes home from nursery, he calls himself Alba. Alba.
I love that
yeah,
name.
Yeah, so then I've started calling him Alba. Like, oh, Alba, come on. Like, and I just don't even remember I do it. And then the other day, Albert actually corrected me. He was like, no, mummy, it's
no.
Yeah, he was like, it's not Alba, mummy, it's Albert. And I was like, oh, sorry.
That's funny.
I know. Sorry, hun. Yes, I am.
Okay, now, not like the names I like, you know.
Yeah, go on, tell us some of your names.
Beauty.
Duchess.
Royalty. Duchess. Queen.
God.
Pocahontas.
Oh, you knob.
Disney. I like that name.
Rapunzel.
Yeah.
Chuck that one in there. Right, last question, and then we'll move on. What kind of birth do you want? Oh, to be honest, I'm going to try natural, but whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, you had cesarean last time. So sometimes they're like, not by choice, you wanted natural. But sometimes they say when you've had a cesarean, it's easier to do a cesarean because it's dangerous, isn't it?
I was saying to Harry, actually, we were talking about this. What I'm worried about having a cesarean, if I've got to have one, then I've got to have one. But I want to try if I can do it natural this time, only because... Like
you do recover quick, natural. Yeah, obviously I've had.
Yeah, because I like realistically, like Harry's probably only going to have what two weeks off work. Realistically, like most men do nowadays, and like I remember when I had the cesarean, it took me like 6 weeks to try and walk properly.
Yeah, really sore. But at the end of the day, I don't think anyone can plan what they want because you never know what's going to happen in any case.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I always say to people, as long as you get to 28 weeks at least, then you're safe, sort of what happens after. Well, you're actually never safe until the baby's born. Ironic. It's scary. It's a scary world being pregnant.
Oh, it is.
You're worried.
It is. It is a worry.
We're not thinking bad. We're
no,
being
positive.
We're positive.
Right. Bank holiday this week. What have we been up to? Well, Kate's coming over mine in a minute.
To do some weeding, and JJ's going to be painting the front of her house with Harry.
Yeah. What's this? You haven't got matching tattoos of JJ, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell. What have you got?
When he calls me baby darling.
Oh, God.
And talking of tattoos, I think I showed you on the last one,
yes,
didn't I?
Yes.
I've covered up an ex's face. Yeah. They've done it well. They've done like... Lily, because mum likes lilies and that, hence why I've got them all on my
arm.
Oh,
yeah, she does, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, Kate, here we go. Let's do some listener questions for you. Katie, I find it really odd when people call you Katie. I know, I always say that.
Well, say it
no,
then, read it.
No, sorry, my brain. Right. Katie, in a recent episode, you mentioned that you ran to become an MP. Can you tell us the story behind it?
It was for Streatham and Urmston, and I did it with the Daily Star. I think it was a bit of a mockery joke thing or something. I can't even remember what it was for. because it was so long ago. But the ironic thing is, if they knew my real name, I would have got all the votes because they all put my name as Jordan. They didn't know that my name was Katie Price. So I actually got more votes than all of them.
There must be some old articles if you Google it. We'll have a look and see if we can find any and share them on the Instagram account. There must be.
Yeah, do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I toured around Ladbrokes and all of that as well. All betting shops.
Yeah.
That was quite a fun day, actually.
Was it? Can you remember it?
Yeah. With Sally. I think I had a, not a balaclava, what are they called? What, a headscarf thing around my head and all of that.
Yeah. A neckerchief around your head.
That's the one. Yeah.
Bandana. Thanks, Chris, for correcting us.
I used to always wear bandanas.
You did. A red one I remember you wearing.
Yeah.
Right, next one. Katie, what has been... Oh, God. Right. What has been the best cosmetic surgery you've ever had?
Boobs.
Yeah, but you've changed them multiple times.
Yeah, it's because I don't ever want them big or small, but boobs is a life changer for me. You just feel... I don't know, I just like... boobs.
You just feel...
Teeth. I would say teeth, but I only had them done because I cracked them on a skateboard, so I had no choice really with them. Otherwise, I wouldn't have had them done, but I'd say boobs.
Yeah, fair enough. Right, life advice with the Prices. Are you ready? This is a long one.
I'm ready.
Let's not go dizzy. Also, dizzy is a symptom I've had, and like when I read things, I'm like, whoa. Right. Hi, Katie and Sophie. Just wanted to reach out and say how much of an inspiration Katie and Harvey are to me. My daughter is 19, has been severely sight impaired since birth. I followed Katie and Harvey's journey for the whole of my daughter's life, but especially over the last few years since Harvey started college, as we have been getting the wheels in motion for my daughter to go to a specialist college for the blind here in Hereford. Finally, after lots of fighting and proving this is that it's what my daughter really needs, we've got the good news a few weeks ago that the local authority have agreed to fund and she starts in September. Well done. Congratulations.
That's really good.
Really good. Whilst I'm thrilled as I know it's the right thing for my daughter and I'm also heartbroken as the college is a 6-hour drive from where we live in Newcastle, similar to
oh,
with you.
How
yeah.
you feel, yeah.
I'm going to miss her so much. Any tips on how to adapt? Love the pod and I'll see you. Yo, she's coming to the Newcastle show. We'll see you
in
Newcastle.
I love it, Mummy.
Right, any tips?
Right, first of all, well done for doing your statement in and with the local authority. Anyone out there who's doing it, it's so challenging trying to put your case across to the local authority of what your child needs because they don't always get it and it could take ages. I'm going through it at the moment with Harvey and to find a college that's right. There is a website where you could sort of put in the condition of the needs that your child needs and then it sort of comes up with colleges. It was on my BBC documentary. If you've seen it or if you haven't, it would be on there. And yeah, Harvey's is about 3.5 hours away. And it's weird because he's suddenly all in my life. And then you feel like you're abandoning him when you're not abandoning him because you know it's good for them. And it's weird because it's quieter because that's all you know. But what I can tell you, it is heartbreaking. It is really hard work. But what you've got to remember, they're not gone forever. They're not gone. You still visit them and still communicate. And you have to remember what's best for your child. You know, the best thing I did was put Harvey at college, independent skills, trying to socialise, learn things. And now when I see him, I can enjoy seeing him and don't have to worry about all the other bits that come with it. But yeah, it is really hard, but you will feel like this massive relief. Like, oh my God, I wish I did it earlier. Or I don't know, it's weird. You sort of get used to it, but I still visit Harvey and he still comes home. So you'll realise, I can't explain it until you do it. You'll realise, oh my God, it wasn't as bad as I thought. But it is, it's the unknown, the day they go and you're like, and the few nights without them there. And it's like, it is daunting. Well, it'd be the best move as well.
Independence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. That's it for this week. Thank you for listening. Don't forget, there's still tickets available for the tour. We've explained the difference between the standard and the VIP tickets. And you can listen to the, you can watch this episode if you're a VIP member. Just click the link and you can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Okay, anything else?
Are you sure you don't want to keep me longer? Because the longer I'm here, the less my fingertips have to get dirty and soil.
So what are you doing now? You're going to the gym then coming straight to mine?
Yeah.
All right, fine, cool. We're going to...
Then you're...
Yeah, I've got...
Send me your address again.
Yeah, we are. I've got to head out and grab some paint now. So we're going to do that. Harry, should we get ready now? Go and get some paint, yeah? All right, fine. We'll get a croissant in the car, yeah? Yeah, nice. Right.
Oh, she'll eat a croissant, though.
I will.
A buttery one. Warm.
No.
Really?
No, chocolate.
Lupac butter?
Lupac. Lurpac.
Right. You know what I meant,
though.
I know
what you mean. Right, what are you picking up on the way to mine? Just...
Potatoes.
Yeah.
And peas. Now, do you want potatoes that are already sort of done and you just put in the oven, or do you want like potatoes?
I want you to make proper roasties, not that Aunt Bessie's already done shit. Oh, here we go.
I'm very right. good at roast potatoes, thanks.
I'm sorry, what was that? Harry's, did you hear that?
What's he say? He's cooking, not having mine.
Harry said, no, 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 I'm cooking, no one's cooking, don't fuck about.